Surrey Police Service will become the police of jurisdiction for the City of Surrey on November 29th, 2024. This pathway will not require provincial or federal legislative processes or amendments.
All right, that was Solicitor General and Public Safety Minister Mike Farnworth yesterday declaring that November 29th will be the day the Surrey Police Service will become the police of record in Surrey. So, big day, right? But we know that every step of the way, Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke has disputed that, and it sounds like is still prepared to dispute that. So what is the city's response to this latest turn of events and news? Joining us now is Peter German, legal advisor on the RCMP for the City of Surrey. Thank you so much for being here.
Hi, Sydney. Good to be here.
Now, Mr. German, does this settle things then? Is that it? That is the date?
It hardly settles things. As the mayor said in her statement yesterday, it's more of the same. We've been hearing about dates and so forth for 4 or 5 years now. About the only change has been that the minister has provided this date, but we really don't know what it means. And I could go into that in some detail, but it's an aspirational date, I suppose. This is when he hopes that the Surrey Police Service can say that they are the police force of jurisdiction, but there are so many unanswered questions. We're still waiting for a plan.
Yeah, let me ask you about that, because yesterday it was very clear they had RCMP there, they had Surrey Police there. So what is it that the city is still concerned about?
Right. So, I mean, the RCMP are there because they're essentially a neutral party in this. They are the police force of jurisdiction, have been since 1950 in the City of Surrey. They continue to do that. But really what the minister's announcement is saying is that somehow Surrey Police Service are going to start running things in November, but they don't have the resources to do it. They've got about 200 resources working with the RCMP right now. There would have to be a staged transition. You'll end up, as far as I can see, with two police forces policing the City of Surrey for an extended period of time.
Isn't that what's going on right now?
Not really. Right now, what's happening is that the RCMP is still running the City of Surrey in terms of policing. They are the police force of jurisdiction, and there are about 190-200 Surrey Police Service constables and sergeants working under the RCMP command. As of November 29th, if this date stands, you will end up with two police forces. So you're going to end up with Surrey Police Service with their command structure, chief of police and so forth. But you'll also have more RCMP in there to support Surrey, but not working for the Surrey Police Service, because the RCMP as a federal body can't work for a police board. So you end up with two police forces, essentially.
Right. Wasn't that explained, though, yesterday? Didn't they say they'll be ramping up Surrey police officers? And as that happens, they will be cutting back. RCMP officers will be assigned elsewhere.
Right. So I guess the question is, how long is that going to take? I predicted some time ago that in all likelihood, if we haven't got a model for policing from the Surrey Police Service, but assuming it is the regular municipal policing model, they could require up to about 1,200 resources to police the city. How long will it take to get there? Well, my prediction is that, you know, if this stands the way it is now, you're going to see the RCMP in there for an awful long time yet, and you're going to have this shared operational command, which has not been worked out. I mean, this is all aspirational.
So from the sound of things then, Mr. German, it does sound as though the City of Surrey is prepared to continue fighting this?
I think the mayor has been very clear from day one after elected and before elected, with the majority of council, that you know they support having the RCMP as Surrey's police force. They have not asked for it, and they've never been given a reason why Surrey should not be able to keep the RCMP. There's never been a public safety issue raised. Just think about the implications of having two different police forces in one city. Crime doesn't quite work that way. You don't call the gangs and organized crime and say, hey, you know, you stick to this part of the city and you stick to the other. So it just raises a plethora of issues.
What would it take to solve those issues definitively so that the city felt better about this or was content with the information they were getting? Like, what would it take at this point?
Yeah, I think the City of Surrey sees this, and we've been very public about that. This is an expensive undertaking for the citizens of Surrey. It is a generational expense that will continue. And quite frankly, the majority of council and the mayor don't want to see the transition take place. They want to keep the RCMP. They're more concerned about hospitals and education and those areas where it is very clear that infusion of money is required, not on policing when everything has been operating quite well.
Okay, so you're saying there's nothing that they could be done that would say, okay, that we've got enough information now. So there's nothing that could be provided because they just don't want this.
I can't speak for council, you know, but all I can say is at this point, the mayor has not changed her position at all. And with good reason. I mean, this is an expensive undertaking and there is no plan. There's no transition plan. There's no plan for what policing Surrey will look like under this combined model or under the Surrey Police Service. So, you know, there are so many unanswered questions.
So what do you mean by there is no plan in terms of policing? Because isn't policing is done in a certain way, and it seems to me everybody understands that this is the way the city is policed. Like, what kind of plan are we talking about here?
Yeah, okay. So the municipal policing model tends to be, for example, two persons to a car. So if you're going to police Surrey with two persons to a car, how many bodies do you need? How many police officers do you need? How do you work out your communications, your infrastructure, your physical plant, all of those sorts of things in terms of communication? None of this has been worked out. The transition from the RCMP to municipal policing involves an awful lot of behind-the-scenes work, which has not occurred yet. And normally you would have a strategic plan. This is how we're going to do it. Here are our milestones and so forth. We don't have that.
Has the city asked the SPS to say, show us how you're going to police the city?
Repeatedly. And we've talked about that publicly as well. I know the mayor has. Where is the transition plan? She's asked the minister as well. And where is, you know, the model, the plan for the future for policing in Surrey?
Okay, so then at this point, it sounds like this is the way it's going to be. The legal, like all of that will still continue on.
Yeah, and that's a very good point, Simi, in that this matter is going to court April 29th, the Supreme Court of British Columbia. So I think, you know, it's somewhat surprising that this announcement was made just on the cusp of going to court and challenging the minister's decision. So, yes, the city of Surrey is continuing with its challenge in court, wants to see what the Supreme Court has to say about all of this. And keep in mind also that there was no consultation with the municipality with respect to the announcement yesterday. It was made by the province, and that was it.
Okay, so if the Supreme Court, if this legal dispute doesn't go the city's way, is that the end of things?
Totally hypothetical. And I mean, we really have to see what the court has to say. I'm not going to presume for a minute what the court is going to say or what might arise as a result of that. I think that would be premature.
All right. Seems like an awful lot riding on assuming it's going to go Surrey's way, but okay. But listen, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Okay, Sammy, you're most welcome.
That's Peter German, legal advisor on the RCMP for the city of Surrey. We had asked to speak to Mayor Brenda Locke about this issue. Peter German is the person speaking then for the city on this. It doesn't seem like there's any way to find common ground here, does it? And hey, guess what we're going to be talking to Vaughn Palmer about coming up next? Yes, it's our favorite subject. We'll continue on with this. Oh, and I should mention, we're also speaking with Solicitor General, Public Safety Minister Mike Farnworth in our 7 o'clock hour in response to that. Is this the end? Is this the definitive point where we can say the Surrey policing saga will come to an end?
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.